Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And welcome to a very muscular episode of
Conclave Radio.
I am Casey Hall, and I have the second biggest muscles in the room.
I'm Clint, humble brag.
I'm Nate, and I have no idea what I'm doing with this soundboard.
I'm Blake, and I'm wondering why Casey's talking about his muscles.
Well, earlier we were talking about where we can hang a picture, and Clint pulled the right here move.
Yes, I was showing off the gun show.
So
Blake.
We were all showing off our
you
guns.
You missed it.
You know there's no guns allowed in the church, right?
Oh, man, well, I got to leave.
I think we're all going to have to leave.
Oh, we are in big trouble, Nate. We are in big trouble. Yeah.
Nate made it out because it's not raining today.
Yeah.
I was really glad. You know, it was sunny. I was like, sweet, Nate will be on the show today.
I missed one night because it was raining.
You know, oddly enough, great.
Explain that to me. Are you not allowed to drive in the rain?
Well,
or
it's my parents that drive me to church. So. It was their.
I was going to say I wouldn't let you drive either after. After the story we just heard. Don't worry. We're not going to talk about it on podcast.
On the podcast?
That's irrelevant. No.
Yeah.
We can't talk about grace with that, though.
We can talk about grace with that.
Parents.
Do we want to tell the story and I can segue into grace?
Well, that's up to you.
No, that's okay. No. We'll talk about it after.
I'm going to take this moment just to advertise for this upcoming Sunday.
Yes, please do.
Since... whoever can hear us, please. All right, so this upcoming Sunday, well, tomorrow is our 2-year anniversary of Conclave.
Woo! Very exciting, very exciting.
Woo!
Oh, yes, a full round of applause.
That's
much
right,
better.
I used the effect for that one.
Agreed.
Anyway, so what we're doing this upcoming Sunday at Conclave is celebrating the 2-year anniversary. What we're doing is having a big party. Pretty much everyone's invited.
Everyone's in.
Everyone. Yeah, even you Alaskans.
Even the Alaskans.
Hi son to you.
Hi son.
And we're watching a documentary one of our Conclavians made on Conclave that basically describes what we are, what we do, etc.
And this is on Sunday?
This is on Sunday.
You
Sunday
know,
night.
I might miss it, right?
Well.
Are you not going to be back Sunday night?
The thing said it's over 6:30.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oof. Well, oof. Don't worry because Royal the oof. Afterwards, actually right now, the documentary is on YouTube.
No, we're not telling that.
Oh, it's not on YouTube.
No, we are the premiere. We are the premiere of it, Casey Lee Hall.
I didn't know that was a
it's
thing.
On YouTube? I didn't get it pop up on my screen.
It's not on our YouTube.
After the premiere.
After the premiere, we will tell you where to go find it on the YouTube.
We can put it on our own YouTube.
We'll put it on our own. Yeah, she already told me we can do that.
Yeah, so we'll put it on our own YouTube after the premiere. We're not going to tell you where to find it.
No.
It's not on YouTube, wink.
Right.
we are going to have a lot of finger foods, a lot of people. Please come out. Please get involved in Conclave. It's a great time. It's always a great time. Every Sunday is a great time.
This is going to be a big deal. It's a really, a really, deal. Really big, big deal. So a documentary just on us and then celebrating 2 years together. I've been looking through pictures of things that's transpired over the last 2 years, and wow, it's been lots of fun.
And
we're going to get to celebrate all that. And Casey's been hard at work on working on some stuff for that, and it's just been great.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Oh, don't type in Metro documentary.
Yeah, probably probably not the best idea.
Uh-oh. Well, how was your week?
Well, me and Nate and I, we are still recovering from the youth trip that we went on.
Yes.
It was a great trip.
Winterfest.
But we
miss it very much.
Yeah, it was a great
I
trip.
I didn't even go.
But I still feel like
that's how good it was.
Me and Lisa felt worse yesterday than we did Monday. Like both of us, you could tell you just hit a wall, and I think I went to sleep at before 9. And so I felt much better.
That always seems to happen at any one of these kind of events, you know?
Yeah.
Coming back to the real world.
Yeah.
It's kind of like saddening.
It's depressing.
The last day, the last day of any trip is the worst, especially if you have to get up early to come home. Man, it's just bad. And we will feel that same way on for our conclave trip, our mountain trip.
We will definitely feel that way.
It's like, oh,
I have to go back to school. Already. It's going to be lame.
Yep. And speaking of not lame, Eric is here. Hey, Eric. Welcome, Eric. Hello.
Would you like to give an introduction about your name and one fun fact about you into the microphone?
All right, so my name is Eric, and a fun fact about me... My name is Eric.
I thought you were about to drop some...
That's pretty fun.
I thought you were about to drop something awesome on us. I was like, I'm ready.
Well, isn't my name awesome?
Well, you're beyond
he's
awesome.
He's got it.
Yeah, he's got a good point there. I think he nailed it.
Eric's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I've realized that almost everyone, not everyone, but a lot of the close people around me go by their middle names.
Not
like
I do.
Yeah, see, you do. My girlfriend does, and
wait, what?
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's her middle name. You go by your middle name, and your other does, and it's. I feel like you guys should start calling me Lee.
Lee.
What? Because I called her your other.
My other.
Your other. Michelle. Michelle is apparently not her first name, which I recently found out, which is weird.
Yeah,
she's got a weird first name.
She has hell in her name twice.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
And there is another red flag.
That's another red flag?
That's right. There it is again.
You have time. You have time to back out.
It's not too late.
Before she destroys all your technology in a single step in the room.
She's not allowed to use any of my stuff.
That's fair. That's a decent idea. So,
well, I was, and because of the trip and such, I was missing from Conclave Sunday night, but I heard it went great. And I'm guessing that I'm gonna get a little taste of it this evening on Conclave Radio. Blake, I need to hear all about it. All about it in a period of minutes.
Well, I talked about Grace, and it's one of those things, and this is kind of how I started out. It's one of those things we've heard so much in the church. I think we grew numb to what it actually means, like what His grace actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the definition of it, it's, you know, an unmerited act bestowed upon us from God. But really what it comes down to is, you know, we're saved and redeemed through the blood of Christ, but without grace, we would have no salvation. Like, that would have never happened. It was by His grace that He even sent His Son here in the first place. And I can't get too in-depth on it, but I was really making points as to how to, one, understand grace and then apply grace. And in the teachings of Paul, who spoke heavily on grace, that was one of his main things in his teachings, he really showed us how, if we understand grace and how we apply it, how it really transforms us in our faith to want to strive for a certain level of excellence, discipline, and walk that path as close to godliness as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things, and something reminded me of this, and it kind of sums it up. You know, if you knew what Jesus done for me, you would praise Him too.
Yeah.
And that's a statement, I think it just really sums up grace pretty clearly, is, you know, if you only knew, like, there's no doubt you'd be praising Him too.
Right.
And He does it for all of us with no reason for it besides He just loves us. And we really don't deserve it. We don't do anything to deserve the level of grace and mercy and love that He bestows upon us. We can try, but I don't know if we ever will be able to pay back to Him what He's done to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, in a nutshell.
Yeah. And I know you referenced Titus a few times.
Titus, a good bit.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
What did it say in Titus?
I can't remember the verses off the top of my head.
He's asking you.
Yeah, me. Casey.
212.
That grace instructs us to give up ungodly living and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this world. As we wait for the blessed day we hope for, when the glory of our Christ God, our Savior Jesus Christ, will appear, he gave himself for us to rescue us from all wickedness and to make us a pure people who belong to him alone and are eager to do good.
Yeah. If you're curious about grace, go read some Titus.
Well, I thought it was interesting in your what you referenced in your thing was like Jesus, you said he didn't speak it once or he only spoke of grace once?
No,
he didn't.
Jesus never used the word grace one time.
Yeah, I thought that was
Paul
really
used it
interesting.
100, but Jesus never used it once.
I just thought that like tidbit was interesting.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, a small story that goes along with that is, you know, that really proves it, and that's really what grace is. It's an emotion, and we can understand the definition of it, but until you felt it, and you can't truly apply it.
Yeah.
It's like, I have a driver's license, but I've never driven. You know, it doesn't really matter. You can apply the knowledge, but until you have the skill set, it's kind of meaningless.
Right.
And, you know, the story of the leper that Jesus healed, well, you got to look at it from another side of, okay, yeah, it was a miracle, but when you were afflicted with that, with leprosy, that was basically a sentence down to never be touched or have human contact ever again. You will never physically touch another human. And what's the first thing Jesus did when he healed mm-hmm. the leper? He laid his hand on him. Mm-hmm. And that's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a powerful story, and I think that side of the story doesn't get looked at. But it speaks just as much volume as the miracle itself.
Sure it does. Yes.
Yeah.
Usually we have discussion topics from Conclave U, so hearing a preach is a little different. But it was a really good service. It was a little different, but it was a good different.
It was definitely good.
Mm-hmm.
We did end it with a little breakout prayer session.
Of course.
But I don't think anyone in Conclave has done before.
I don't think we've done it yet, but I think it was a good experience. I hope to do it more often in the future.
Well, it's one of those things that I like to kind of experience in revivals and have a powerful sermon. You know, you get in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You feel something. It's a little different. And then to be able to be in that moment, but also have time just for yourself, by yourself, to pray and get closer to mm-hmm. God and talk about whatever you need to talk about and thank him. That's an important thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I know I have heard many of rave reviews.
Yep.
So I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased that it went so well.
And it's things you can't come this upcoming Sunday.
You'll just have to get back in town, Blake.
Yeah, just leave early.
Well, that's not up to me. That's up to Greg.
All right, we'll tell him to leave early, too.
I'm thinking about driving myself. I don't know how Greg would feel about that.
Tell him you have to drive yourself. You're an adult.
Yeah. You have a driver's license.
That's right. Yes, you do.
I mean, it just depends if it's raining or not.
Yeah.
Do you want it to rain or do you not want it to rain?
I don't want it to rain.
Okay.
Got a movie night.
Mm, okay.
Plus, I'll just have to stay in spring.
Gotcha.
Your parents don't let you drive the rain either? Just like Nate.
Again.
Good thing it was daylight today.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to be on Nate's podcast.
Yes, you did.
A little plug for the Nathan and Lee show.
I was asked to be on it, and I haven't yet.
Oh.
It's probably my fault.
It's okay.
Ah, forgiveness. Thank you.
I got to be on it over our trip. So we just took a little time and did a trip. Gosh. So that was fun.
It was the Nathan Dunley show on the road.
Yeah, that's right. He's done a live remote. We've done a live remote at the beach.
We have. Haven't we done right. like Facebook Live or Instagram Live like on the road trips and stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, so we'll have to do, maybe we can do Conclave Radio from Tennessee.
We should do that more often.
Yeah, I think we should do it from Tennessee. That'd be fun.
Like Conclave Radio Live, now that we have that Instagram.
Maybe we can ask Dollywood if we could do a live remote from Dollywood.
Yes, that'll be.
You think
table?
They would let us have a table?
Oh, man.
Maybe Dolly would be there and we could talk to Dolly.
I'll just grab my phone. I'll have my phone out during a roller coaster.
Okay, great.
Yeah, excellent. You and I can sit together.
Great, awesome. I'll expect it.
Yeah, and since I'm in Orlando, I might have to make another...
You're going to do another Nathan Nelly show on the road.
In Orlando.
And this one from Florida. How fun will that be?
Get an interview with, like, the mayor of Orlando or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll meet you guys at the hotel. I got an important interview. I gotta go.
Priorities.
Yeah,
Nathan Nunnally show over band. Those are my priorities.
Yeah. Mine too.
It feels so quiet without Greg. I don't know if it's just me.
He fills so many words.
I know.
For us.
Like, he usually.
For this.
He.
Greg is the word filler.
You
for
know,
us.
If we listen to past shows, he's probably half the show.
It's probably just because it's been so long since we've done without him.
We always need one with either him or Brandon Massey.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Brandon's
true.
Not
like,
either.
It's so weird. Was it last week that it was just me and him?
Yeah, that was last week. Because I came in the last 5 minutes.
It's a total switch up, so I just feel it's weird.
Yeah, because he
in a good way. I love you guys.
I feel very like you're not really appreciating us.
No, I appreciate you so much as much as I appreciate Greg.
No, it's just different because like when we did spoiler and it was just us.
Uh huh.
It's just like it's kind of freedom.
Well, as I say, that's a little different vibe too, right? Because you're talking about your movie, your nerdy stuff, right?
Yeah, we have a new movie to talk about.
Yeah,
I don't want to turn it into a spoiler alert, but you know, if we start talking about it,
let's not go down that bunny trail.
Oh, come on, Avengers Endgame.
Oh my,
Captain Marvel. We're not talking about that movie.
No. Captain Marvel?
Overrated.
We're not talking about movies or tattoos. That's it. That's the two things
what
we stay away from.
Tattoos referencing movies.
One thing you need to know about for the next episode of Spoiler Alert that's coming, the
one
same
day.
People that think a hot dog is a sandwich are the same people who don't like Captain Marvel.
Oh,
so that just tells you
that's
what
that's
kind
not
of...
True. I'm not sure I will like it because that's I like every movie. It has to be really bad for me to be like, oh, that wasn't any good.
Have you ever seen the Star Wars Holiday Special?
No.
Good. You wouldn't like it.
I didn't like Thor Ragnarok. That's about the only
superhero
movie. No, it's a comedy. I like real movies. Like Thor's supposed to be action packed, and that was a comedy. I don't need to see. I don't need to see Thor like it's a Seinfeld episode. Like I don't need all the ha-has.
Could you imagine a Thor movie with the baseline?
Yeah, that'd
be pretty cool.
That'd be
a little
awesome.
Baseline on it.
It's my all-time favorite show.
I have that downloaded to my phone.
Seinfeld or Ragnarok?
The
baseline?
Yeah.
I
should get it on here
eventually.
Yeah.
I should. Well, now I feel like I need the Seinfeld baseline for the show. So
can
for,
we have that
for all the random quiet moments?
That would be amazing. I'm for that.
Somebody new enters.
You know, I have all these and I never use them. Like
my pleasure.
That was Cole saying my pleasure. You guys hear it?
My pleasure.
Hold on.
I miss you, Cole.
Are you ready?
I miss you,
my
Cole.
Pleasure.
Oh, man. A reference to Cole Hughes, who
we miss
very
you, Cole.
Dearly.
I've been talking to Cole.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Well, that's good. Like, yes. I mean, he didn't go anywhere. He just...
He's a working
know, he's
man.
He's just working.
He's a working man. Unlike some people I know.
That's a laugh.
That was well timed.
I don't
know. And I wasn't even in referencing any of you, because y'all are all like some of the hardest working people I know.
Yeah, right.
Y'all are all very hard workers. Blake Cook, let me ask you a question, follow-up question. Even though I wasn't there for Sunday night, let me talk to you about grace for a moment.
Okay.
And grace in general. Okay, so you ever heard the term cheap grace?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
What does cheap grace mean to me?
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
What
word
mean,
association?
Like, in context from when I've heard that? Or?
Yeah. Just or like. What does that mean to you if I say cheap grace?
Well, I've heard it in context of people using it as like a kind of like a
get out of jail free
card.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Like a crutch?
Yes. Like I'm okay to do what I want because
the
I'm under
grace.
Yes, I'm under his grace. I actually talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not true.
Yeah,
it's not true, but there is no get out of jail free card.
Well, it's like it's a fine line because the Lord is faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. He doesn't want us to, but we are cheapening His grace by thinking, well, I can just do whatever I want because I know God's going to forgive me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not, you know.
And if you really understood grace, that wouldn't be in your heart to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't pull it up because it's been 24 hours, but John David Miller, mm-hmm. did you guys see his story the other day?
I did not.
It was really good. Like, it was really deep because it was kind of a shock coming from John David because he's usually like really goofy. I was like, whoa. But it said, like, you know, your relationship with Jesus should not be a get out of hell free card.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than that. And I was like, well.
Well, I mean, yes, we're saved and our sin is covered. That doesn't mean we can sin as much as we want and we're good. He's very clear in Scripture. He still holds us accountable for our actions. Mm-hmm. And it's just like His grace doesn't come free. There's still an expectation from Him of what we have to do in return for that grace.
Yeah, there is an issue if we live like, well, I can just do whatever I want and the Lord will forgive me. Like, there is a heart issue there. And I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm just saying.
And He'll call you out for that afterwards or daring.
That's not something I want to get called up.
No, exactly. Who do you think uses cheap grace more? Like, new Christians or you think older, like, raised by Christians?
Yes.
Who do you think uses that?
Raised by Christians. No, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I was.
Because the new Christian is still learning and is maturing, and the more established sometimes just feels like they can game the system.
Because they've had a relationship with
Him. Yeah, but you can't game Him, but that's the thinking is, well, I know that I can go back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There is no once saved, always saved.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay
away from
that. That's
why people get baptized more than once.
You're gonna stay away from that?
I'm staying away from that.
You don't
want to
open that box.
No,
that's why I said woo, because that's some dangerous territory right there.
Yeah, that's.
You should probably.
The truth of the matter is if I'm saved, I should never. It doesn't make sense for a person to fall away, but we know that happens. Like, I know people. I've been that person. You know where you know you've got the goods. You know what's right, and you drift away. You know, and it's sad. But it's in those aspects when you're so thankful for grace. You know, that's when it's not cheap, when you're the prodigal son and you've come back home. Like, you knew you were with the Father, and you go away, and you come back, and you're genuinely repentant. You know, that's when the grace is not cheap, and that's when it's how it should be. It's when we say, oh, well, I can just go do X, Y, and Z, and then I'll get the Lord to forgive me Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You know? Live like Saturday, repent like Sunday.
What if you die Saturday night?
Yes, well that's...
Uh-oh. How does that not go along with one state, the whole state? It's the same mentality.
Yes, if you live your life like, well, I can do whatever I want because I'm saved and it doesn't matter, I would have issue with that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes, if you say, well, I got saved when I was 7, but I can live like the world the rest of my life and I'm still going to heaven.
It's different than I've been born again and brought out of my sin. Like, you can still fall back into it.
If you're born again, you're going to be different.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying a person that can be born again is may have times in their life, unfortunately, where they go down a wrong path and they may mm-hmm. fall away from the faith. You know, that's to me. That's, and I'm not saying that person doesn't need to come back, Lord. I'm just saying that is different than the person who says, "Well, I'm just gonna." Yes, I'm a Christian because I got saved when I was 7. I've never darkened the doors of the church since then, and there's no fruit in my life that would show that I'm a Christian. Well, that would, you know, that's two different things. You know, I would like to think I'm saved and I'll always be saved. You know, so yeah. But. When we cheapen it, like you said, when we just act like, well, whatever, it doesn't matter now because I can live however I want because I said the sinner's prayer 12 years ago. Yeah. We just talk about it so flippantly, I guess, like we forget what He did so that's available.
Almost kind of like we deserve it because we're saved.
Yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I'm saved. You know, he died for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Woo. Right.
It only comes with a cost.
And sometimes we bargain it too. You know, it's like, well, I did this yesterday, so I'll be okay.
I compensated.
You know, I helped an old lady cross the street. I can lie, right? It's fine. Right.
I said, God bless you. I said, God bless you, instead of just bless you when someone sneezed. I'm compensating for my sleeping with half the girls that I went to high school with. You know, it's just, you know, yeah.
And going back to what Jason, our lovely pastor, Jason Browning said.
Lovely.
I can't remember. I think it was like a month ago when he talked about, you know, it's, you know, God is not someone sitting up there in the clouds waiting on you to mess up so he can send a lightning strike towards you.
Right.
No, you're not a slave. You're a son. You know, and so when you...
Preach, Nate.
When you mess,
preach, Nate.
When you mess up, it should not be, you know, oh, dad's going to kill me. It should be, I need to call my dad. I saw that on Instagram this week. I can't take full credit for that. But, but you know, it's not, you know, it shouldn't be, your relationship shouldn't be that way. It's not like, you know, like the master and like the slave. I mean, it is still kind of like that, but it's more of a son. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't do something that your dad wouldn't want you to do on purpose. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, son, you know, don't go out there like, oh, heck you. You know, so I'm going to go out there and do it anyway. You know, and you do something stupid, and you're like, oh, he'll forgive me anyway. You know,
yeah. So. I mean, it's like we heard on Sunday, like, Jesus didn't come and die on the cross for everyone. He came and died on the cross for
you individually.
Like,
yeah.
That's
a big thing.
It happens
to
be everybody, but, like, he died on the cross for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we need to invest in that app that Brandon has.
Maybe it's like $700.
Yeah, it's really expensive. I asked him, he was like $60, and I went, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, I said, oh,
yeah,
you weren't lying.
Yeah.
But apparently he uses it a lot.
What else does he use it for in his day-to-day life? What does he do with it?
That's a good question.
What could the man do with all that?
I don't know.
Can we not just design something like that ourselves?
I think you should, Eric. For us.
Okay.
I can download noises, but I can only hold so many in this computer. Like,
one day we'll have a Mac Pro for you, Casey.
Oh goodness, that's
one day
we will
have
a
Mac Pro just for you.
I clicked on the web browser app, and it took 5 minutes to pop up. I need something. It's okay. Hey, we can still record episodes. That's all that matters.
That's
right?
All that matters. But
I'm still making things.
I mean, how old's the laptop?
I don't even know. It's a hand-me-down.
Very old.
Yeah, it's
like
it's too
stickers.
Old. Thank you.
Are you running an i3?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an i3. Oh. I need something better. I really do.
I'm making 8 now, buddy.
I know.
Back in my day.
Like I said,
we didn't have the i1. I don't know what
that's all I get are hand-me-downs, though, so, you know.
I think the i1 was probably the i, and then the 2, they started numbering it.
Gotcha. Back in my day, we had the dial-up modems. We did have dial-up modems.
Dial-up was terrible. I'm still just old enough to remember dial-up.
I remember when we first got high speed. I mean, I remember going through... We had a 14.4 kilobit modem.
I don't even know
And then
that
it went
is.
To 28.8. Like, that's how fast the speed was to dial-up. And then we went to 56K, and that was like you thought... You had arrived, and then we went to high speed.
I remember in the first house when I used to live in Jacksonville as a kid. I remember we had a dial-up computer, though.
Yeah,
I remember turning. I would never get on the computer because, you know, every time I turned it on, it would.
And you hated it when you always got a phone call because you had to make sure that when you called in, you had to push the *67 or whatever it was to disable call waiting. Because sure enough, if you were on a website or checking your email, then you would get a beep on call waiting, and it would cut you off. Oh man, the struggle was real back in the day. #old. That's fine.
But look at us now. We can create podcasts.
Wow, we are big time.
With our phones and stuff.
Yep.
With our computer squares. This is amazing.
Pretty big time. So we do want everyone to join us. We're going to try to promote the episode this week. This episode's in the next couple of days so that people will listen to it pre-Sunday. We want everyone to join us Sunday night for our big 2-year anniversary party and our the premiere of our Conclave documentary by Sarah Beth Miller.
Absolutely.
If you're
I'm
a
hoping there's going to be cake there.
There's going to be some type of cake there. Yes, some Lisa type. Johnson's working on it. But we're if you're a rising freshman, we want you there. If you're a young adult and you're like, hey, I haven't got to go yet, or if you're like, hey,
you're an old
I just want to see what Conclave is all about, always hear about it. This is your night to come. So we want people to take advantage of it and come hang out with us for the night.
Absolutely.
How long is it?
18 minutes.
The documentary is 18
minutes. The documentary is 18 minutes.
I wonder if we could slide into morning announcements on Sunday.
Yeah, someone else has talked to me about that, that they want to see if she can make a shorter version so it can go.
I'll just make a trailer.
I was kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I can do that. I'm just kidding. I mean, I have no idea how to make video. I don't know how to edit videos yet.
Yeah.
Only pictures.
Ask Sarah Beth. She knows how
to
do
it. Really cool.
No, I do. I agree. Someone asked me if she could do that. So
I just put the poster on the screen, the movie poster on the screen. They'll be like, what is that? And then, yes. Thank you. Anyway.
Where can they find us, Casey?
I will tell you where they can find us, Blake. Well, if you're in the metropolitan Birmingham area, you can come join us for Conclave every Sunday at 6 o'clock. This Sunday, if you haven't heard before, we're celebrating a 2-year anniversary. If you can't make it to that, it's okay. You can come to Conclave U every Wednesday at 6:30. It's where we're about to head. And also come Metropolitan Church of God Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Pastor Jason Browning always has something to say. You got a taste of that from Nate. But if you can't, that's okay. We're all over social media.
That's right, all over social media.
Conclave Metro is on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Is there one I'm missing? I think that was all of them.
I think that's all of them.
And Conclave Radio is on Instagram. Along with Conclave Radio, you have no reason to not listen. We're on Instagram as well. We're on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify. Any place you can listen to things, we're there. I was about to say YouTube.
No, YouTunes.
What is YouTunes?
I don't know. That's
should we go on YouTunes?
What is that? Do we need to get on the YouTunes?
I don't think we need to get on YouTunes.
Okay.
Speaking of YouTube, though, we should start posting more pictures, though. Or more videos.
YouTube is us, onto the YouTube. All Looney Tune character voices.
Well, we should have done since we didn't use
that's,
them.
That's okay with me.
Yeah, we need to start doing more on our YouTube channel.
Starting with the documentary. You can see after this Sunday.
That's right.
Anyway, I think that's a good old wrap up for this is episode what 25?
Oh, wait, 20,
24, 25. I have lost count.
Of season 2
of season 2
of
Conclave Radio.
He should cry.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of 5 amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.